I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Good evening. Good morning. Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And to all the fine people out there, I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where the things keep falling like giant, unique snowflakes, one after the other. And we have to choose which one we're going to allow to land on our noses and pluck them off and enjoy the season.
It's just maybe it's things outside.
Amazing.
How you doing?
Things are falling fast and furious.
It's the most thingiest time of the year.
Yeah, it really is.
In fact,
Silver things.
That's kind of my first thing is about the season, but not the holiday season, the cuffing season. Have you heard this phrase before?
No. What is this now?
I had just heard about it on Have Such a Good Day podcast. And then suddenly, I probably Bader-Meinhof effect, heard about it three other places. Cuffing season is usually refers to a cold season, like winter, when everyone starts coupling up and settling to get through the cold months. Really? Yeah. So it's people are like, well, I don't really want to pair off with this person, but it's winter and I need somebody to get through the holidays and get me to Valentine's Day. So
why? Goodness, this is brutal.
And it's cuffing season refers to being handcuffed to each other.
Oh, that's amazing. This is amazing. I feel like, oh my God, it is everywhere.
It's a thing.
It's in psychology today.
Mm-hmm.
Where you'll just like date any old person as long as you can have them.
Right. And it's a thing people will look for, kind of like catfishing. Like, wait, are you just trying to cuff me? Like, are you really into me, or is this just a cuffing season thing?
Oh my God, I've never heard of this, and it is so totally a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have felt it. It is possible I have engaged in it, and there are articles about it everywhere. This is incredible.
Yeah, cuffing season.
Oh my God, there's a whole article in the Toronto Star about how it's reckless and damaging, of course, because Canada's like, right. Well, I don't know.
That's not okay to just settle. I'm sorry.
You don't want to ignore those red flags.
Sorry. Apologies to all the Canadians who are like, we don't even talk like that. We know.
I basically grew up in Canada. I'm just saying.
We're just entertaining ourselves. We know you don't really talk.
Oh, this is amazing. And you know what? I actually bet that despite the built-in dangers of trying to cuff or hook up with anyone in coronavirus times, I bet this is even stronger.
Well, yeah, because you're so tired of being alone. Right? Because of all the lockdowns, that you're willing to let one person in your bubble. Right? But at this point, you're like, I'll let anyone in my bubble. Fine.
Well, and actually, you can't date. You don't want to go on that many dates, right? So
no,
you might have engaged in some texting back and forth with somebody that's like, fine. And then, but because you can't just date a whole bunch of people to try to find the right one, you're basically like, okay. We're getting along fine.
Let's. Okay. Sure Right just put something in the chat that I want to find. The National Institute for Public Health and Environment in the Netherlands advises people to seek a sex buddy.
See, okay. This is why the Netherlands are always going to win. This is why the Nordic countries, because you know what? They're considering your mental health and how you're going to get through this thing. We're like, how can people shop?
Yeah. The Netherlands are like, we know you're not superhuman. If we just tell you to stay at home, we know that there are certain things that will make you not want to stay at home no matter what we tell you. So here is a thing you can do to stay safe. Pick one.
Pick one.
And just stick to that person.
And like in New Zealand and even Canada, they talked about bubbles. Like they talked about the idea of creating a bubble so that you could have some social interaction in a way that was safe for you. None of that ever comes up in the United States. We're not like get a sex buddy or a cuffing or a bubble or anything. We're just like, I know, right? Walmart.
God. So happy cuffing season.
I can't believe that I'm this late to discover this. This is amazing. I love it. I love it. Really good one. Hey, I don't know if you know, but I shop a lot and also look at pictures of house decorations.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I've given the mistaken impression that I shop more than I do, but maybe it's not a mistake because I do shop every week of the show. Anyway,
Molly, yes. Are you shopping right now?
I'm not. I'm doing great. I've decided.
Are you about to shop in like 2 seconds?
No, because I already bought two of these. So my next thing, and it is a thing, it is a design thing and a household thing, is the poof.
Oh, not the shower poof. A different
shower poof. Nope. Yep. Totally. And the ottoman poof.
Oh, and we used to call them footstools.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know when they became a poof, but yes, they're sort of like a footstool. And yeah. People, and in fact, I am using one in my bedroom as a place to stash like the pillows and some clothes and sort of footstooly. And then I'm using one as basically a replacement coffee table. Like I have those two sort of C-shaped side table things instead of a proper coffee table because it just takes up too much space. And the poof ottoman has become like the fill-in coffee table, and it can be a side table and you can move it all around. But I sort of noticed that I bought one at a flea market like a year and a half ago, and then it kind of fell apart. And then when I moved, I was like, I want to get another poof. And then I noticed that they are everywhere. And I don't think it's just because I keep searching for them. Like I keep seeing them on Pinterest and I keep seeing
them. Man, I see them advertised everywhere I go. Yeah, no, they really
so
are.
So weird. Everywhere.
Yeah.
My Instagram, but they are everywhere. And I have to say, could not recommend more. Like, guys, cut the cord on the coffee table. You think you need it, but it's just a thing to trip over. You can have a poop and then you can put a cute tray on top of it. And then the dogs can chase each other around in a circle unimpeded because there's not a big chunk of furniture in the middle. Poof.
Poof.
I'm being encouraged to use the French accent for the poof.
So a poof isn't just a footstool. A poof has to be either round or square, it looks like. And somewhat symmetrical, right? Not rectangular.
Not rectangular. They're soft.
Although the Bed Bath & Beyond link that you have here also shows me a Swarovski tea light candle holder under the search phrase poof. I don't know why.
Really?
That's odd. But the rest of them are all like, yeah, they're either spherical or even cylindrical or square, but they're kind of soft, it looks like. Is that what
they're
makes
soft.
Up a
yeah,
poof?
They're soft. Yeah, they're almost like a beanbag, which is kind of what makes them even more fun because then they're pretty lightweight and you can move them all around. And you can sit on them.
They're versatile. Yeah.
Yeah. They're very versatile. And because you can move it around, it can be like extra seating. It can be a little stool. You get a cute tray and put it on top of there and use it like a coffee table. And it can also, you can put your feet on it like a footstool. I'm telling you, the poof, it's the jam.
I'm skeptical whether this would work for us. We have a coffee table that we use quite a bit. And it is high enough that when we put our food on it, it has a good chance of not being eaten by the dogs.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's a thing.
But I don't know. Maybe you can get a nice tall poof.
I don't know. I mean, I have the poof in combination with the C-shaped tables, which are the ones that kind of slide underneath. They're basically a fancy TV tray table.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So that's what we used to eat on because they're taller. I like how we're just abandoning the idea of a dining table, obviously.
Dining
Who
table?
Who does that anymore?
Well, that's for special occasions.
West Bay Stars, Michael, rightly points out, you put your food in the same place as you put your feet.
That's another issue.
The tray on top of the poof, and then you can put the food on that.
But it's still weird to have put your feet even under the tray. We don't put our feet on the coffee table, of course. So
don't you? Because a lot of people do. I'm not saying I do. I'm just saying a lot of people do.
Well, don't ask, don't tell. But
many people are saying that coffee tables sometimes. I'm always horrified. I'm like, that's disgusting. Get that off of there. Joe says he saw the poof for the first time this year.
I saw the poof.
Poof Ottoman. It's the jam.
Yeah, this is a good one. I was not aware of this one. And you're right. It's all over the place.
It's just you're going to see it everywhere. And I don't just mean in the Instagram targeting
on all my Amazon. You might also be interested in a poof.
Also, when I tried to do my usual level of research, which is like, hey, phone, remind me on Thursday at 2 p.m. that this is a thing. Then Siri was like, poop is a thing.
Which it is.
Which is also, as we've discussed, a thing.
At least you remembered what it meant to be, unlike the one that I still haven't figured out.
Like, very, very often my Siri reminders have to be read out loud phonetically for me to remember what I was trying to get across.
Well, my next thing is a fashionable thing for your eyes. It's eyeglasses. Eyeglasses are not a thing. They've been around for a long time. But thick frames seem to be in. I've seen a lot of people with the really thick frames, and not thick in depth, but thick in width around the lens, if that makes sense.
Like the bezel.
Yeah. Frame. We took all the bezels that are no longer being used on electronic devices and we put them in eyeglasses.
Interesting. So even more so then, because there was sort of a trend, there has been a little bit of a trend toward a slightly more obvious eyeglass, but it's true that this link you have here is even called super oversized.
Yeah. And I'm seeing a lot more people
with the eyebrows.
I'm seeing a lot more people with these. My wife bought like three pairs for real cheap somewhere. Clear ones, like transparent plastic, seem to be very common.
Mm-hmm. I have some of those. Yeah. That's true. Can confirm. I'm going to posit at this moment. Also, these are only $7. Like, I might have to get some of these readers.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like glasses frames are super cheap these days. Thank you, Warby Parker, for, setting the bar real low.
I know. Very, very true. I'm going to maintain that this is an outcropping of, no pun intended, the trend toward huge eyebrows. Because for a while, like, really big eyebrows got in. And I bet then you can't have, if you just have those like small little delicate frames, forget it.
Well, and it opens up the door to be like, well, if I got big eyebrows, you can have big frames. And then suddenly people with big eyebrows, everybody thinks they're cool, and they got the big frames. Like, I want those big frames like my big eyebrowed friends have. And then it all takes off from there. That makes sense to me.
My big eyebrowed friends. But it's true. I think generally there's just been more acceptance. I mean, definitely people have been wearing glasses more overall, and then they've gotten more fashion.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that part of it. Maybe I'm noticing these. Not because it's not a new trend, but I'm also noticing it because people are just too tired to wear contacts. They're wearing glasses more often.
Ha, maybe. But no, I think the supersize, I just did a search on DuckDuckGo properly. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the pre-show. For supersize glasses. And all of the pictures that have come up and many of the references are to hipsters.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yep. I think supersize glasses are a hipster trend.
When you go to your hipster barbershop in Kabul, you'll be wearing supersized glasses.
Totally. And flat top. Supersize and flat top.
Oh, sunglasses. Gosh. Yeah.
This is totally a thing.
Yep.
Look at you. Never doubt. Never doubt the Tomster.
I have my moments.
Yep. You're on top of that one. This is very seasonal, my next thing. Very seasonal.
This is even a follow-up thing, like a thing that sprung from a previous thing, because you were the person on the previous incarnation of It's a Thing that turned me on to this or the origin of this thing,
the original. Yes, totally, actually. So yes, once upon a time, friends, there was Elf on a Shelf, and Elf on a Shelf swept the nation with just a cute, and it was a book and a cute little elf, and you would just put it all over the house. Bring
all
your kids
out, with their fidget spinners would be like, uh-oh, gotta behave, Elf on the Shelf.
Exactly. If you want a new fidget, yet another fidget spinner, you're going to have to, the elf is always watching. And then last year, I think, maybe actually I think the year before, because my mother tends to be on top of these things. She sent us the Mensch on a Bench.
Aha.
A new Hanukkah family tradition.
Okay.
Because my son's father is Jewish. And so then when we have Mensch on a Bench and he goes all around, there's a storybook to teach about Hanukkah.
And he's such a Mensch.
A candle. He's adorable. I love the Mensch on a Bench. And then literally this is the year that all of this stuff has gone crazy. There are so many spinoffs of Elf on the Shelf. Like, I was just like, oh, they stopped at Mensch on a Bench, but they did not.
And it's just about Christmas either.
I know. There's an
Or even holidays.
One, and some of them aren't even holidays. The first one I think I noticed was the bunny with the basket, which was like an Easter one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, now there's dwarf in the drawer, which you can barely even say. Troop on the stoop. And so then you could put like that out for military families.
The troll on the bowl for potty training.
I mean, right? That's adorable.
What does it do?
It gets you comfortable. This is why, like,
it doesn't have the camera like Elf on the Shelf, I'm assuming.
No. Okay, I think it just makes it like okay to sit on
the just lip. Like, sometimes, oh, look, the troll on the bowl is there. It's all good. Everything's safe. He's keeping clean.
The little ones get scared. It's true. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Adventures of Imam Adam was one that came out right after seeing Elf on the Shelf and the Mensch on a Bench, which takes people through Adam's pilgrimage to Mecca and concepts like the five pillars of Islam. There's Easter Eggsters, Brother in the Cupboard, where actually that's just Tracy Morgan doing a parody of the Elf on the Shelf.
The Brother in the Cupboard.
It's like nonstop. Nonstop. I mean, I guess I should have seen this coming, like American commerce being what it is. Silly sure. McGilly or St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Silly McGilly being
that one's
partly Irish.
Troll on a Bowl is hilarious.
Troll on a Bowl is great. I kind of love that one the best.
Trump on a Stump. Ghoul on a Stool. I like the potty training ones. Those are really cute.
Yeah, what would you... Trump on a Stump, that just rhymes. But what about... Would you do Biden on a Slidin'?
would you? I don't know if you would. And then, of course, Sure Right points out in the Discord, because our audience is definitely our audience. Elf on the Shelf is a psyop to make us comfortable with being under surveillance.
Totally, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I was very concerned about Troll on a Bowl at first.
Fair enough. Fair enough. well, psyop or not, it's a thing.
Oh yeah, this is a great thing. Good one. Love this one.
Everywhere,
they're all over
the place. I love the Mensch. We never did the Elf, but the Mensch on a Bench.
Mensch on the Bench, I think, is number one. Like, if I had to do a top five,
love him.
He just looks friendly. He's like, I'm a Mensch on a Bench.
Just delightful. He's got his little candle. He's just waving. It's lovely. We've long since lost the book, but the Mensch always comes out.
All right, let's get to some feedback. Your things that you write into us, feedback@itsathing.me. Melinda wrote in with some food things. Apparently, this has been a thing in Finland for a long time, says Melinda, but I just heard about putting blue cheese on gingerbread. Is this a thing? If not, it should be. Sounds delicious. Another thing I wanted to get a thing check on was the word doggo or doggos, hearing it and seeing it all over the place. Easily confirmed. Yes, doggo, been a thing on the internet for a long, long time. You're definitely right on with that one. Mm-hmm. And Melinda says, finally, I am doing a virtual wine tasting as a holiday party, Lucid Winery, and tried my first orange wine. I was so excited. Oh, that's great.
Are those still a thing? Is that still a thing?
No, I don't know. I think it never It never really got as big as we expected, but it's obviously still out there because Melinda.
Which I'm assuming is just because pandemic, you know?
Yeah. Could be. She says, thanks for being awesome and one of my favorite podcasts. Aw, thank you, Melinda. Aww. And blue cheese on gingerbread. We'll keep an eye out on that one. That's a good put it on the thingdar.
God, I bet that's really good. I might do that for my Christmas Eve dinner. That sounds lovely. I mean, you know, because there's honey on cheese and it's a whole flavor profile.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Okay. I'm like feeling it. Feedback@itsathing.me is the email address, by the way. I'm trying to say it early and often so you can keep your things coming. Thing Savant Manny, our man on the street, our Manny with his finger on the pulse of Among Us.
The man.
Never going to let anybody forget that. Wrote in with a potential craft thing and says, are vinyl cutters a thing? The specific brand that I'm aware of is Cri-Cut, and they can cut vinyl for painting, iron-on, et cetera. I have no idea if these are niche or a thing, and if Molly now has to buy one, I support that. They are great for DIYing Christmas gifts. Huh. Thing on. I had to look it up. Manny is so cool and hip.
If Manny thinks it's a thing, I tend to be like, yep.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's a thing. And I'm definitely finding a lot of hits for it. It's not a rare thing to find out there on the internet.
So what does it do? It makes like stencil things?
I really don't know.
Vinyl cutter, Cri-Cut. I'm looking this up. I know. I'm like legit stumped. People have been using them to make face masks, according to the website.
Oh, it's like a printer for cutting.
Whoa.
Yeah. So you feed your machine, you feed your material through it, and then it cuts, it makes a cutout in the thing and that you're putting
through. Porter says, I know four people with new vinyl sticker Etsy shops.
Yeah, it cuts cardstock, fabric, heat transfer material, transparencies, paper, vellum, adhesive vinyl, magnet paper.
Wow. Sure Right says vinyl cutters are all over TikTok, and our producer Rich says Joanne Fabrics is all about that Cri-Cut. Mm-hmm. Manny, once again,
you
are
Manny.
You have your finger on the pulse. You, sir, are an honorary doctor of things.
Oh, yes.
A
THD for sure.
I want to make stickers.
Get yourself a Cri-Cut, apparently, right?
Just this little jobby. What on earth? You can get one that comes with a label making bundle out of stock. That tells you. Nailed it. It's a thing.
Yep. Good stuff.
The entire Discord is all over this because I've now been informed that it's pronounced like cricket.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yep.
Cri-Cut.
What?
Yeah.
I need to have it.
Hmm. Well, you can buy one right now. I bought something last week based on the thing we talked about that this next email is responding to. Dave on LED light strips. Before I listened to It's a Thing today, I ordered LED light strips to go under the arm of my wife's sewing machine. It is supposed to nicely light up the work area as she stitches, mostly masks these days. Since we're in our 60s, this seems to confirm the thingness of light strips across a wide age range. Yes, indeed it does, Dave. Absolutely. Ahead of the curve. I love it.
Also, that is really smart. Because right? You need a light.
Yeah.
Over the sewing machine. I just set mine up in a new location and don't have the lamp that I used to have. Oh, my goodness.
Light strip. There you go.
LED light strips. So smart.
I bought LED Christmas lights. That's what I bought. Not a light strip, but it made me think of LED Christmas lights, and that's what I bought.
Nice. Edmund wrote in on the SodaStream and says, we bought our first SodaStream during the Black Friday 2019 sales, but didn't start using it until March 2020 due to the pandemic and not wanting to go to the grocery store to get more seltzer. I prefer Polar to LaCroix. Also, says Edmund, back when I had to go, when I had an office to go to daily, there was a seltzer machine that allowed me to mix and match seltzer flavors, kind of like Coke's freestyle fountain machines. Using the SodaStream allows me to control the amount of flavoring that I put in my 32-ounce hydro flask. Ding, ding, ding! Lastly, he says, we mail order the CO2 canisters from SodaSense, so we don't need to go to the store to recycle and get more canisters.
Oh, I'm guessing it works where you can just mail the canisters back for recycling, kind of like Nespresso does with their pods.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's thing-a-rama-ding-dong. It's totally a thing. Wow.
It is. It is indeed.
Wow. So, love it.
I don't need a soda stream, Edmund, but you're making me kind of want a soda stream.
I want one too, and I want a cricket joy. I mean, literally, due to unusually high demand and delivery constraints, we're experiencing 1 week shipping delays. Manny,
oh, good. I'm not getting my soda.
This is huge.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Yeah. Edmund, well done. Dave, being ahead of the curve. Manny, as always. And Melinda, as great always. Stuff. Look at that.
I know.
You could be in this circle of heroes, folks. Just email us a thing.
Feedback at itsathing.me.
All right,
and
let's
now,
get to
yes. the circle of heroes.
This is everybody's just been treading water, like yeah. Thanks, those are great. We love them, but
whatever. Go.
We're all waiting for the shout-outs. What are this week's shout-outs as created by our producer Rich Straffolino, based on Molly?
Oh, this week's shout-outs are based on the property description of 7265 Markle Road in Waite Hill, Ohio. Full disclosure. The original idea for this shout-out theme was submitted by Manny.
Ha!
Dr. Manny, PhD.
Okay. Man. Okay. So we've got a property description of a crazy property. So it's another one where we'll have to go every other sentence.
Yep. We got this.
All right. Like nothing else you have ever seen, this magnificent gated estate is truly one of a kind.
Sited on an absolutely breathtaking parcel of land, offering spectacular views and a budding Lee Price, this home is whimsical and magical in every way.
The attention to Louis St. Amour and the quality in this home are beyond compare.
A Kevin Sills dream. This home has everything to offer, both indoors and outdoors, including a two-lane bowling alley, a basketball court, incredible stone terrace with outdoor Eric Duncan.
Outdoor Eric Duncan.
And a stocked pond.
Exquisite carved woods accent almost all of the rooms. Mahogany and wormy jake woods. And there are 7 stone/granite fireplaces throughout the home.
A private apartment is located above the garage, which can hold up to 10 Gabrielle Cohens, making this the perfect property for a car collector.
Every imaginable luxury is found in this home, including a state-of-the-art security system and whole house Brad Sparks.
Truly, beyond description, this spectacular estate is one of a kind and very Mike Akins.
Oh, it's very Mike Akins. I think you're
so
right.
So Mike Akins.
That's the most Mike Akins house I've seen.
It just says Mike Akins.
folks, you are going to be immortalized every episode of It's a Thing if you become a shout-out level patron like these fine folks have been today. Who it's wouldn't really want true. That as a holiday gift?
It is fun for the whole family. Gift your family and friends the opportunity to be in one of these magical shout outs created by our very own Rich Trofolino.
You know, tune in for the bonus show on Patreon too, where we'll ask Rich about the inspiration for this. For instance, I'm very curious why it was the wormy Jake Woods, not the carved woods. There's 2 woods. And like, how do you pick which Jake Woods that you're going to put it in? It's crazy.
It tells you, though, the value that Producer Rich places on our patrons and our shout out supporters, that this is a $1 million home in Ohio.
No expense was made in the making of the shout out.
Patreon.com/it's a thing is where you can join your friends, get the pre-show, maybe get a shout out.
Maybe get a shout out.
And hit us up in the Discord. Plus, of course, the ad-free RSS feed. And also just like thank you. Thank you so much for supporting the show because it's the best part of the week. So again.
That email address, feedback@it'sathing.me.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Can't hold it back. Gonna break down now. Can't hold it back.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.